I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Sophomores at a Hartford magnet school were treated to a bit of living history recently. When he was a child, Connecticut resident Ivan Backer was one of hundreds of children who escaped from Czechoslovakia to England during the Nazi occupation, avoiding almost certain death. Backer's visit to the school is part of a year-long theme focused on the Holocaust. Ivan Backer narrowly escaped the Holocaust, and for the last 70-plus years, he's been trying to give back. So we spent a cold April morning speaking with students at Hartford's Classical Magnet School about his life and hoping to inspire the next generation of activists and volunteers. As he spoke, it became quite clear that he did indeed inspire.
I mean, we could read his book and we would get like probably the same amount of information, but it's really very touching to have him here.
That's sophomore Linda Schwokas. Backer published an autobiography earlier this year dedicated to stockbroker Nicholas Winton, a man known as Britain's Oscar Schindler. Each year, students at Classical work on a project around a central theme. This year's theme is Crimes Against Humanity and is centered on the events surrounding the Nazi Holocaust. Backer talked with students after they had watched a documentary about Winton's efforts to save 669 children just before the start of World War II. Most of them took trains from Prague through Germany before hopping a boat to London. It was called a Kinder Transport. Unlike most kids on the transport, Backer was united with his family soon after he arrived in England. One Classical student asked him about it.
Did you ever feel that, like, you were lucky because most of the kids in the Kinder Transport weren't able to have their families with them?
Very lucky, yes. I was the exception because so many of them, and I heard stories, who went back after the war to Prague, to Czechoslovakia, and looked for their parents, and of course, didn't find them.
Backer was 10 years old when Winton put him on a train with about 200 other kids. He shared some of his story in 2014 with WNPR.
I remember the train went north from Prague and then through Germany all night, and I vividly remember that I felt, here I am in the heart of my enemy's country. And it was not exactly fear, but it was an awareness that there was danger lurking all around. But on the trip as a whole, I just thought it was a great adventure to go on a train and go to a new country, just like a 10-year-old kid would, I think.
Backer says that experience has influenced every choice he's made since. A sense of gratitude and responsibility drives him. He's worked as a parish priest, he's protested wars, stood up for civil rights, and he even participated in the Occupy Hartford movement. Back at Classical Magnet, most of the students leave to go back to class, but a few hang around to spend more time with Backer. Everything he tells them seems colored by his humility and sometimes a sort of melancholy self-questioning. He could have done more, he says. But student Anastasia Foster is quick to assure the Holocaust escapee that he's done more than enough in his lifetime.
Anything that you've done since the Holocaust or Kinder Transport is a big enough change for the world. And I think that if Nicholas could see you now, he'd be amazingly proud at the person that he helped.
Nicholas Winton died last year at 106 years old. Ivan Backer is 86 and has lived in Hartford for over 50 years. He talks about the importance of history, how understanding it can prevent us from repeating it. When he's asked if he's hopeful for the future, he's skeptical.
I tend to be more pessimistic these days because we rely on weaponry and war and not diplomacy, and the room for compromise has been so lessened. I mean, this whole terrorism war, we call it a war, but you don't fight ideas by weapons. We've got to fight it by bringing understanding.
But students like Maggie Moran are more hopeful.
Fighting ideas with ideas is really something that we, as like the human race, we need to work on, and places like Classical are places where they're educating young people to you know, use words and interact like that and interact face to face.
As other students share their optimism and credit Ivan Backer for energizing their desire to give back, a smile spreads across his face. And when it's time to go, it seems as if some of his pessimism is already gone. David DeRoche, WNPR News.